The Memorial Day holiday is fast approaching, but there is a reminder from the Public Health Office about, again, safe practices during the COVID-19 outbreak this Memorial Day holiday weekend. Joining us on the final segment of the show, Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
All right, there were 3 new COVID-19 cases reported in Fond du Lac County. Since we had the 18 over the weekend, and we've had a couple here, one there, 2 there.
Yeah, I believe since we talked yesterday morning, we had a couple more that came in yesterday and then 3 more this morning.
Right. And you were telling me that some of these cases stem from a birthday party, of all things, that was held over the weekend.
Yeah, so different gatherings or different parties from last weekend. So, you know, to me, it's almost just a cry out to everybody. We know it's going to be Memorial Day weekend, and we know, you know, I'm not going to be naive for the fact that, like, we know people are going to get together with other people. Again, not recommended. But if you do, the most important thing that you need to do is, if you're going somewhere with your family, stick with your family. Don't get within 6 feet of another family, because 2 days prior to showing symptoms, you're most infectious, where you can pass that sickness from person to person. And these gatherings that happened last weekend, they were friendly gatherings, but still there was transmission of illness from person to person at these gatherings. So if you don't want to put your family at risk, please keep with your family that you're commonly used to hanging out with in your household. Because if you start going out and hanging out or getting too close to other family members, that's when that transmission of sickness is going to happen if somebody's infected. And again, it's so important to understand that at least 2 days prior to showing symptoms, people feel very well and healthy, but they could be at their most infectious period.
That's the dangerous part of this illness.
It is. And that's why we need to treat everybody as if they have COVID. Be friendly, be happy, talk to people, but just keep your distance. And to me, that virus won't have that opportunity to spread from person to person. Don't share drinks, and always wash your hands before you're going to eat and drink anything at any gathering that you may go to over this holiday weekend.
Right. So the one thing is, people aren't going to be doing as much traveling. In fact, we had the AAA usually does their travel forecast for the major holidays. They're not even doing a travel forecast this year.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, but even so, you know, like birthday party, for example, it happened here in Fond du Lac. So they didn't travel, and they're still passing the sickness on from person to person. So, you know, we're working through, you know, our contact tracing. But, you know, when we talk to people and they tell us they have 20 contacts, you know, that they had, you know, within that, you know, infectious period, you know, that makes things more difficult, because then we need to contact those 20 people to say, you were exposed to, again, we don't say names, so to somebody that, you know, tested positive, you need to quarantine yourself, keep your distance from people, you know, for a certain period of time. We'll tell them, you know, how long they need to monitor symptoms for. But ultimately, Greg, we don't know who's infectious, the disease, the virus. We can't see it. So we're trying to do our contact tracing to figure out where it is and how we can work to contain it. So when
it's going to be more and more difficult as the weather gets nicer, as the temperatures heat up, as the summer wears on, to convince people to, I mean, people are, well, the bottom line is, people just have to think about this constantly.
They do.
Until there's a vaccine.
Yeah, and you know, I think face covering wearing is a good example of how we can continuously be reminded to practice that social distancing. You know, when you go into a grocery store, for example, and let's say you're wearing a mask, or somebody else you see that is wearing a mask, it really tells that person, keep your distance, I'm taking this seriously, you know, just keep your distance from me. And so, you know, regardless of where you go, wear a face covering, because, you know, then it's less chance for you to, if you are infectious, to get somebody else sick. And then we need to take this very seriously. You know, I'm worried about this weekend and what next week, you know, next weekend is going to look for us, because it always takes about 5 to 6 days to start showing symptoms. That's our typical. It can be, you know, within 2 to 14 days, but typically what we're seeing is people start popping up with symptoms on day like 5 or 6. So that means on day 3 or 4, you know, they're very infectious. And again, they feel well, they feel healthy. So nobody would know that they're sick, regardless of what event, you know, what gathering they're at. So take it seriously. Treat everybody as if they have COVID. You can still have a good time. Just keep your distance if they're not in your own household.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you.